Psalm 78, verses 17 to 31. The historical background to the section of Psalm 78 that we're going to read is Exodus 16 and 17 and Numbers 11. This part of Psalm 78 shows us what happens when we forget what God has done for us in the past. As verse 18 puts it, we start to put God to the test. But let's read this part of Psalm 78 together. But they continue to sin against him, rebelling again in the desert against the Most High. They willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert?" When he struck the rock, water gushed out and streams flowed abundantly. But can he also give us food? Can he supply meat for his people? When the Lord heard them, he was very angry. His fire broke out against Jacob, and his wrath rose against Israel, for they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance. Yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Men ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. He let loose the east wind from the heavens and led forth the south wind by his power. He rained down meat on them like dust, flying birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they had more than enough, for he had given them what they craved. But before they turned from the food they craved, even while it was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. Do you see what's happening in these verses? The Israelites are demanding that God proves he loves them, not just once, but again and again and again. God had already shown his love for them in the Exodus, which was still fresh in their memory, but that didn't matter. The Israelites were going to set out the criteria as to whether they would know that God loves them or not. Show us your love by giving us water. Show us your love by giving us bread. This manna is so boring, so dull. So show us your love by giving us meat. This constant testing of God was symptomatic of the evil unbelief that was gripping their hearts. The consequence of their lack of trust in God was that apart from Joshua and Caleb, none of the adults who left Egypt entered the promised land. Do we not do the same? We have the clearest proof in all history that God loves us, Jesus' death on the cross. Romans 5 verse 8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But what do? Especially when things get tough in our lives. Sinful unbelief grips our hearts, and instead of remembering God's love that was demonstrated at the cross, we too put God to the test. We demand that God proves his love for us in the here and now. Yes, Jesus died for me, we say, but that was in the past. I don't want something that's long ago and far away. Prove to me that you love me right now, and do it in the way I demand, by taking away all my troubles immediately. Do you see the horrible thing we're doing? We're testing God by requiring God to prove himself before we will trust in him, even though there is already ample evidence on which to base trust. We're putting God on probation, making our relationship with him conditional on how well God performs for us and gives us what we demand. Is it any wonder we're spiritually restless with an attitude like that? Because putting God to the test is one of the essential impulses of the sinful human heart, we need to heed Psalm 78's warning not to put God to the test, but instead to remember what he has done for us in Jesus' death. We must pay attention to what the writer of the Hebrews says to us in Hebrews 3 verse 12 about this time in Israel's history. See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Our tragedy is that we have not learned this lesson from history, because we constantly forget God and regularly put him to the test. We need someone to save us from God's anger at the way we do put him to the test. And that someone is Jesus. He's the saviour that we need. As Jesus hangs on the cross, using the jeers and insults of bystanders, Satan tempts Jesus to put God to the test. "If you are the Son of God," he hisses, "come down from the cross." Matthew 27 verse 40. But Jesus refuses to give in to the devil's demand for proof that he is God's Son. He stays on the cross, and by doing the opposite of what Satan demands, shows himself to be God's Son and secures our forgiveness for the way we constantly forget God and regularly put him to the test. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your death on the cross, which points conclusively and irrefutably to the reality of your love for us. Forgive us for allowing the devil to use our circumstances, our difficulties, and even our personalities to blind us to the clear evidence that you love us. Help us to keep our eyes focused constantly on the cross, so that we might never put you to the test, and as a result of forgetting what you have done for us, turn away from you in unbelief. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus, and for your sake. Amen.